There was a time not too long ago that high school students had two choices, general ed or college prep. A kid at 14, of course, smart enough to go to college prep. Otherwise, you're considered not smart enough to go to college prep. And after having graduated 50 years ago, the kids at college prep and got Ivy League degrees, some of them are homeless. And the kids that took general ed have retired at 55 with a bucket of money. And that change has now come about in a whole 180 degrees. And right here, our Kenai Peninsula Borough School District has been a leader in that innovation in education. I'm talking with two people who know what they're talking about today, and that's Don Edwards, who's the dual enrollment CTE advisor. I'm not sure what all that is, and my listeners probably aren't either. And Anna Leah Karen, who is works for the district, right, with the new programs. And I remember when Gary Turner first introduced the Jumpstart program, and I thought, this is exciting stuff. And I've lost track of all the new opportunities, and now a term that we want people to become familiar with called middle college. Can you tell me, Don, what middle college is?
Sure. So middle college is a program specifically for high school juniors and seniors who attend brick-and-mortar schools at the KPBSD, and it's an opportunity for them to take college courses in replacement of their high school courses.
Now, Anna Leah, as I said in the introduction, there used to be just two pathways, and you were either in one group or the other. Individualized education and a plan is something that our school district has excelled in for many, many years now. And in part with that, how does that affect families that are raising their kids as far as their interpretation, what their high school student has available?
Absolutely. I think it's really important for parents to have those conversations early and often, and not only be looking at college, but looking at other opportunities for training so that they can go directly to work if that's their interest. And just knowing that those pathways are available. When I was in high school, there wasn't really a question. You knew you were going directly to college, and that was the plan that was put in place. But now students can get training in high school to jump into professional careers, or they can get training to do things like welding and be able to go to the slope prepared for what an industry job looks like.
And have we changed the paradigm in young people's minds of either I'm smart enough to go to college or I'm not smart enough to go to college, and either I'm going to be, you know, have very well educated or not? When it comes to learning, even vocational education used to be thought of as you didn't have the enough intellectual ability to graduate from college. Are the young people looking at these pathways and thinking, what do I like to do? What do I want to do by the time I'm 55, rather than just, yeah, I'm going to college, party, party, party?
Absolutely. I think that there's been a huge shift in students wanting to have job satisfaction. They want a job that they enjoy and that's going to make a difference, and they're willing to take something that maybe even pays less if it's something that they see a connection to. And for a lot of our students, they're also looking at student loans and the conversation around finances, and they're making smart decisions to take classes in high school or to do training programs and then save up so that they can pay for college or pay for additional training without having that huge loan debt.
Now, in this information age, Don, all of these programs that are available, too numerous to mention just in this interview, but from Jumpstart to middle college, parents want to get together on a screen and go to a website and have kind of a collaboration with their students?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a number of places that they can go in and sit down with their students and look at it. KPC's website is an excellent place to start, but there's also some other ones out there that look at college and career training also. I think the biggest shift in the conversation that parents have with their students is that we don't talk anymore about what do you want to do the rest of your life, because the reality is that our students are going to change careers a number of times over in their life. So when I sit down and meet with students, we talk about what do you want to do first? What's the first career that you want to take on? And then maybe what are you going to go into that will then have a pathway to further your training or to pay for additional training or pay for additional college classes afterwards? And so it becomes, instead of a one and done conversation, it's a what's the first step on the highway.
The other major change I've seen in our school district is the perception being that I have to have a teacher's certificate to go into a school. We have opened the doors to the community, whether you have a teacher's certificate or not, to let these kids know opportunities that are available right here and then how to pursue them. Can you tell me about that?
No.
How do people get involved? I mean, we got job shadow programs going, and Sohi is doing it for the first time this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Since I don't work with the school district, I'm stuck in the college side. I don't deal as much with it, but I will tell you that as a high school principal for a number of years, I finally had some opportunities to bring in student teachers as full-time teachers and have them work with a mentor teacher to be able to get their certificate while they were doing that. But I've also seen the opportunity open up for us to be able to bring in teachers in more non-traditional fields. I'm passionate from being here at the college of especially looking at the Alaskan Native Languages programs and being able to train up people who are certified in our Alaskan Native Languages and be able to take those into our schools.
Fantastic. Okay, and Aaliyah, all of us are looking for workers, the next generation, to take over what we've worked hard to build here. How can the community get involved?
Absolutely. I think that it's a multi-prong approach. I think that if people are willing to hire high school students, they can bring them in and train them early. So summer employment, there's a lot of our students that are working even during the school year. If you're willing to have flexible hours and have students come in the morning or just in the afternoon, those opportunities are there. And then also things like supporting student scholarships and being willing to offer either a scholarship or a tuition waiver so that students can get additional training, or hosting a job shadow or an internship and having kids come into your business to learn more about it.
Sounds like education to me. Education more than just a test score?
Absolutely. I think that we really have to look at that multifaceted approach and view kids for not only what they're doing academically, but also their passions and their interests and their strengths.
So for those of you who like to criticize our educational district, get involved before you make your opinions and help a kid get educated. And Aaliyah and Dawn, thank you very much for championing these programs in our community. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that college prep sound of KSRM.